Wow, good song. 7 minutes on a song. So we just were yakking away here while that song was going on. And you covered so many important topics, Jeff, talking with Ann about what the parts of this song are. What kind of, as a dancer, what are you looking for? Like, tell us what the drawbacks are, but what's the good part about this song?
So this is a song that...
It's Summertime by Gene Harris.
It's Summertime by Gene Harris.
Yeah.
And first off, if you hear the song start and you know the song, it's a run song. And what I mean by a run song is you run and find your favorite person to dance with. So it starts off with anticipation, because if you're aware of it. The contrast to it is it's very long, and it's got a very slow progression. In my experience, I've talked to several DJs, and they hate playing this song because they find it's an energy killer. Whatever things you're doing with your DJ set, this stops all the things that you were doing. There's not a good lead into it. And what do you play after it? Because so they've had struggles with it. So that's the drawbacks and benefits of this song. People who know it want to dance to it, and people find it a challenge if they don't know it, and it's a difficult song to fit into things.
And tell us what the parts of that song that you have so much fun with as a dancer. The first 3 minutes is one type of a song, building anticipation, and then it starts to swing harder, and then it kind of...
It's a song of contrast.
Okay.
So the contrast of the song, it starts off slow, but it's still holding your attention. You're looking forward to what's going to happen with it, especially when you know what's going to happen with it. But it's a very expressive song that you can express to with your dancing. So,
and I believe you use the word sigmoidal, as in...
It's true. It's sigmoidal
it
curve.
It starts very slowly, and it like builds a little bit, and it swings, yes. And then all of a sudden, you're like, wow, okay, it just hit this like point. It's not like it went fast. It just went louder and a little bit faster. And it got really into like its groove. But even in its groove, it changes. It has, like, you know, when the piano player is just kind of doing this little nuances to kind of a very, I find, bold and I'd call almost, like, I want to call it fat. Like, it just fills up the sound, right? And then just kind of this big, fat blues phrase and, like, all the instruments are in. And so it's kind of, like, you know, sporadic, ADHD on music type of thing. It's like, ooh, this changed. Okay, this has changed.
Mm-hmm.
More of this, that, you know. And that keeps you interested. Rather than the same thing for 7 minutes.
And that's a challenge. For 7 minutes, that would challenge a lot of dancers to feel like they were doing something new with their dance. That's a long time for a dancer to dance.
And that's where it's a comfort song. You have to be comfortable in the space. So there's a lot of space in this song that has meaning, and it's not meaning through what you're doing or what your moves or what your expression is. It's just, it's expression of comfort in silence. You have a conversation with somebody and you feel like you have to talk all the time and there always has to be something going on, and then you finally get to a place where you're with this person and you're so comfortable with them that you don't have to talk and it's okay.
And this is a song that...
This song has tons of those aspects. Okay. And then through those moments you build up this tension that the sigmoidal curve goes up.
Yep.
And finally, and it goes back into that more classic swing beat, and it continues from there, and so that's a...
Yeah, what's also kind of neat is that you can have a beginner dancer that dances the same thing throughout this whole song. It doesn't ask you to do anything faster where it's like, oh, now I have to switch to different footwork because I can't do... you know, whatever, a triple step fast enough. It's still the same. You can still keep that same thing if you're a beginner, and if you're not, you can be very musical with this and just toss out random stuff at different parts of the music because the music calls for it.
The breaks.
Exactly.
Step to the side, stop. Step to the side, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Step to the side, stop. And here we swing out, and it goes, right?
So you play with it.
Yeah, so this is not a song that... This is a song that might be more of a challenge for a beginning dancer, but by listening to it, you can just stop and side to side, right?
Feel comfort in silence.
Okay, so it's a great tune. Maybe we should have a whole Gene Harris night. What do you think?
There could easily be. And this is the song that when you hear
Gene Harris.
You find out what is that song. I know I played it at a couple dances when I'd go and be like, what's that song? Where'd that come from? Or actually when I heard it, it was, who is this song? And I went and found out from the DJ who it was.
Okay.
And so that I could go find it because it was, it stood out amongst songs. So you listen to songs all night and it is a very unique. And
I think from a DJ standpoint, that's a great song, but at the right time of night. So generally speaking, at the beginning of a dance, probably better to have like songs 2 minutes long with a real good beats. Easy to get.
Change, transition, new partners, keep the floor moving.
And then later on, as the crowd's looking for new types of music, you can put this longer one on, and by that time, hopefully, you run to the, it's a run song?
It's a run song.
Wait, wouldn't it be really awkward if multiple people ran to the same person? Or
that is exactly what happens.
But then, or you run to the person and they've already just picked someone else and you're like, oh, I just ran across a dance floor
for you.
That's
why it's a run song.
So awkward.
Those who run fastest win.
Survival of the fittest.
It is total Darwin song.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. Now I'm gonna think about that every time. I'm gonna be like, oh, I want to ask this person to dance. I'm like, survival of the fittest. Must run. Okay,
and what I find where this type of song fits in really well is actually during a late night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. People are starting to get tired. They're not sure if they're gonna stay or not. You've had a bunch of blues songs that slowed people down, let them chill out, let them. And then you play this song and you listen to it, and those who don't know go back into the
corners,
the cuddle place, and then they find out, oh, it's not, and the energy builds up, and suddenly.
Yep. No, that makes sense.
It's a transition song, it's a reinvigorating song.
Yeah.
Because you think it's that same mellow, but it's not. It's a sigmoidal song that.
Math is
you really
everywhere.
Are happy.
And no,
I think
she's
most impressive that I brought sigmoidal into the.
A little, yes.
It's just like a washboard.
It's like a washboard.
There you go.
See, huh? I was impressed with the washboard,
yes.
So that's good.
Oh, I can hardly wait until you get to. You know, we have time, Jeff. We'll get you to have another couple of songs on, and I hope you when your next selection is just as good as that one.
Yeah, I know. Now the
no
challenge.
Pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it.
One before that, the Taj Mahal had that same contrasting kind of. It just never reached that acceleration point constantly. It had contrast, but it didn't have that. It wasn't Gene Harris, you know? It just wasn't Gene Harris. It wasn't a run song.
But as you point out, there's so many things you can learn as a dancer by dancing that song. Things about when to hit breaks, when to slow it down, when to speed it up, when you can do full swing outs, like just everything in that song. It's like four songs in one, eh? It's like the
easily.
Swiss Army knife of tunes. Huh? As functional as a washboard, we're getting your clothes clean. And as beautiful as a sigmoidal
circle.
Curve.
You just wrapped that all up there, eh?
Nicely done.
Holy smokes.
You're, what's his name? Who's the guy beside Don Cherry that does that same thing?
Ron McLean?
Ron McLean just ties all Don Cherry stuff up into one.
Well, someone has to.
Maybe that's what we'll have to do that, because it doesn't look like Hockey Night in Canada is going to be back
this
year.
It's true. You'll
it?
Have to substitute that.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, the Swing Night in Canada, courtesy of, just kind of segue this into Swing Jazz and Blues show for hockey.
Yep.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I'm thinking now about the theme. We could jazz it up. That could work.
Oh, boy, folks. We're having too much fun here tonight for a Thursday night. It's episode number 69, I think. What did I say?
You got it.
Yeah. Where's my notepad here? Yeah. So, my guests tonight are Jeff Benoit and Sik Tesh. And Jeff, as you know, is an instructor teaching blues workshops this November session, and Anne is very busy with the University of Waterloo Swing Club, and they're still doing their Frat Burger nights every month at the Frat Burger on Thursdays.
Yep.
So we're going to probably just play a few more. Did we grunt? What did I say? Well, maybe it was me. I was squeaking. That was you.
Sorry.
What we can do is do you want to get a couple songs lined up there, Anne?
Sure. Should I stick with the
Well, wherever you want to go.
I think the contrast is just wonderful, you guys. I'm so glad you came out tonight. Jeff, thanks for your selection of blues songs and those, what dance you can learn from them. And the Pimento Bug Stompers, what a great swing band that is. Anything else on your playlist you'd like to have for us here?
Sure. I think I'll go with St. Louis Gal by the Smoking Time Jazz Club, which was a very good band.
Wow,
they're
new
just
stuff.
A very solid band. They actually played during the day for all the competitions.
Yep.
And kind of the social dancing in between. So they were out. Actually, it was really funny. This year was really, really, really rainy. Like, I mean, it was almost... Okay, if I had been there my first time this year, it'd be like, oh, everything's wet and kind of can't go outside. But because last year was so sunny and you got to do all the events, sure, you did that once. But now with this rain, it was just more stereotypically New Orleans. And it kind of had a magic about it. It was really fun. But everything was under tents and stuff like that. So, you know, they had the band huddled underneath, and then you had the dance floor that was underneath underneath the tent. So you had, how big is the event? Like 500 people. And you had a dance floor that was 20 by 30, not even 30 feet, 20 by
20. This is like Balboa 20
by 20, territory. Let's say about that.
It's a little snug.
It was snug. So, but, you know, people came out in the rain regardless. Some people danced out in the rain because they didn't care, and it was very cool. So this is the St. Louis Gal by Smoking Time Jazz Club.
Okay.
you'll find yourself in a jam, as sure as anything, whatever. Down in misery, there'll come a time your life won't be worth a dime. You stole my pal, St. Louis gal. I'm going up mountain, do 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 do. You know just what I'm going to shoot. You stole my pal, St. Louis
lower level with a big fire.
Jack's friend or two.
Hi, this is Kristen O'Neill. I'm from Stratford, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Welcome back, folks. It's Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and with me tonight is Jeff Benoit and Anne Siktesh. And those were your songs you selected. Great stuff. Just give our listeners a little story on both of those, if you would.
Okay, well, the first song was St. Louis Gal by the Smoking Time Jazz Club, and so they were a great band, and actually the clarinetist and kind of lead of the band was really where it was at. She was actually part of a all-star band with Mishia Lake, who plays the second song, so Lucky Devil by Mishia Lake and the Little Big Horns was the second song you heard, and the one night they basically rammed all these great musicians together and made a band. And it was pretty awesome. I mean, it was never one style. It was kind of all of them together. And like Jeff was saying, you know, those are the best kinds because, you know, the first set, they're kind of feeling it out. They're kind of seeing where everyone is at. And then the second set, they just kind of rock because they know exactly where people are going to be. They can, because they're great musicians, they mm-hmm. can read these things already. So, both very prominent bands in New Orleans this year and the past year as well. Good stuff.
Well, great selection. I'm glad you played those songs. Super, super duper.
You like them because they're nice and mellow.
Yeah,
there are fast ones. I just didn't pick them.
Good. That's not a bad thing.
Did you ever really like going like the fast songs, Jeff? I mean,
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. When we started learning.
Yeah.
When we started the swing, when we were in the swing club, like back in the day, it was all Brian Setzer and Cherry
Right,
Pop and Daddies
yeah.
and all the neo swing, high energy, high excitement, high everything. And you would literally go to Sped Hall and come out with a sweat. Like it was pretty aerobic activity for you there. And I enjoyed that for a long time. I enjoyed performing. I enjoyed lots of those elements. Then I discovered that you can just enjoy moments and relax, and that seemed to fit me a little bit better.
So dancers, there you have it. You can, whatever style you dance is good. If you want to go like crazy, that's good. And if you want to just take it mellow and easy, that's good too.
Hey, well, there's someone at Hepcast that has to still do solo jazz. Turlock is gone, so I get to pull out the solo jazz at the end of the night, and Balboa, which I am two great things that I'm a fan of.
I enjoy Balboa as well. Balboa is like blues, but faster, because you still have to have, it's an intricate, little, subtle,
yeah,
just done a little bit typically faster than, but it's very finesse and very intricate. To be able to do those little small things matter a lot in bal if you do bal well.
Yes.
You can do lots of bal
yeah.
and
not know what's going on.
You're yeah. not getting the experience of bal.
Also, I do have to say I'm really, really happy that there are bal lessons because that means that people are there to dance bal because for the longest time I didn't really have many leads I could dance with. And this is awesome that this is happening because I love bal and I've been teaching it in swing club and just after coming back from ABW I had even more ideas and I just got so excited by it and I get to teach it now and it was great, and I have a huge music set list, so they never have to hear the same thing over and over again, and I don't know, I just, that makes me happy.
I should be happy. I noticed the last dance I was at, there's a lot more people trying Balboa.
Yes.
That's really neat.
It is. It gives you a different option for that pace of music. You don't have to do Charleston.
Or East Coast.
Yeah.
The faster stuff.
Or sit on the side and not do anything because it's too fast.
Sitting is okay.
That's what I do. Admit it. I totally... There it is.
You can do it with your feet while you're sitting. At least that doesn't do as much work.
Oh, no. I can get up and bow. That's fine. It's the Lindy hopping to 100 and... Well, I would say 180 to 102... To 220, Lindy Hop is ridiculous.
Really, yeah.
And now, for me, anything above about 135 is probably plenty fast.
That's cool. I just love to hear that.
Not a bad thing. Full responsibility.
It's Halloween coming up. I don't want to forget to mention a couple dances here before we move on our show farther. First of all, our friends at the University of Western Ontario are having a Halloween dance, and that's this Friday, that's tomorrow night, at the First Baptist Church on Richmond Street in London. Costumes are welcome, and I know that I think there's a carload going down to that dance tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know the other host for the Swing Jazz and Blues show, Dave Trin, is going to be a DJ for the night, so it'll be a great night. And so that's tomorrow night's dance, and then our own local dance at Hepcats is October 29th, and there'll be a prize for the most creative costume. So, lots of things to do on Halloween. Now, what was Halloween, like, when do the kids go on trick-or-treat? I asked you that, guys. Is that this weekend or the weekend after?
It's on the Wednesday.
It's going to be on the Wednesday?
Yeah, they go out on weeknights.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What am I thinking?
When you're a kid, that's the one time you get to go out on a weeknight, right? And then when you're older, that's not so much. Then you end up going to Bobby O'Brien's or something on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, there's a dance at...
The weekends is when the adults try and have parties because they can't handle it on midweek, but I might go with my slower dancing too. But that's okay.
You know yes, what? Hamilton on Wednesday.
On the 20th? Oh, yeah.
On the 31st.
On the 31st. Okay, yes. Yeah, don't forget that. How come it's on my list here? I guess I just didn't... must have been past it. But yeah, okay, so there's the third dance, folks. On the actual Halloween Eve... October 31st, Dance at Hamilton, at the London Tap House, I presume.
Yep.
And also costumed, so.
Definitely. And those Hamilton people really like their costumes. A few of them really like to dress up, whether it be at Swing Out to Victory, Halloween. Oh, geez. There's a whole bunch of events. They have a costume for everything. They're a great bunch.
They're a great bunch, even if they're costumed all the time, huh? That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I like, you know, I bet it wasn't not too long ago in the scene where people would really dress up for the events. You know, they'd be got suits and wing-backed shoes.
There's a lot of that when we were going.
Yeah, when it first started. Okay, folks, we're almost in our last half hour here. Want to play a couple songs, Jeff, and switch us over to some of your trademark swing and blues stuff, and then we'll get back to some more talk and some more... announcements and stuff. What do you got for us this time?
Well, I've been scrolling around since my CDs don't have the same effect for my searchability from when I used to DJ and things. But
is that a kinetic style of remembering? Or is that
it is definitely kinetic. Okay. It is definitely a feel and spatial awareness as opposed to electronic awareness. But I did find a couple things that I might be able to make work, so...
Hey, hit random.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting close to that point.
Okay. Well, we'll just tax your brain for a little bit longer, and do you want to press go, or do you want to talk about the songs first? I want you just...
I'll surprise. Just play some music just press, see what happens.
Press go.
There's only one Stevie Wonder.
Oh, sleeping every day. Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worry, baby, because it's you I hate to lose. I'm gonna pack my suitcase.
You too, eh?
Move on down the line. I'm gonna pack my suitcase. Move along down the line. But you see, there ain't nobody worried and there ain't nobody crying. Trouble. Well, you know I had my share.
Watching her driving by in her new whip so fly, wish she could sing me a lullaby. To scoop her, I've got to try. In her eyes, there's a flame that burns right through my soul. Can't pretend to be cool, about to lose my control. Yeah, I know she's got plenty, admirers, she's got many. Like an exotic fantasy, into a frenzy she sends me. Wow, I have to sit down and gather my wits now. Wanna caress those hips now, wanna kiss those lips now.
Hey, baby, I know you're calling out an answer twice. But baby, that's okay, it's nice for you to call anyway, see, okay, see, hey baby, you know it's okay if you don't call me anymore, cause I got a plenty, truckload of niggas like you at my door.
She wants plenty, she gets plenty, when she wants plenty, she gets plenty, when she wants plenty, she gets plenty, and then she gets plenty more.
Yup. And every day is her day, and every year is her year. Anyone tries to violate, they could straight disappear. She don't care if you play yourself, trying to step to her. The illest of gangsters are showing respect to her.
truly glamorous. She ain't impressed and it shows. She don't like your new clothes. She don't care about your player pose. Do you suppose I could hook up and spend time with her? She's just how I dream. I bust my nine for her.
When she gets plenty, she gets plenty. When she gets plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. Any damn thing she wants.
Surgeon General, I provide vitamins and minerals. The charge that she's got on me should be federal. I was told never put the two before the one, son. But always cultivate your wisdom to help you build your kingdom. I wanna be the answer to every question she has. So when I wish to enter, she'll be letting me pass. I know she wants to be with DOD eventually. But still, she got everything. Yeah, the girl's got plenty.
Flowers in her bed. And plenty bad. 30, 22, 36 and a half. I hope that you will realize she got sex in bedroom eyes. Baby, baby, please don't break your neck, cause you gon' have a rip. Cause when it comes to love, I got plenty degrees, 120. My thigh slipped out my dress. Oops, when she gets plenty, she gets plenty.
She gets it all.
She wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. And she gets plenty more.
Plenty more.
When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. It ain't the damn thing I want, right?
In this game of life, it takes a lot to win. Plenty more, baby's what I got to give.
Yeah, yeah, baby, that's really nice. But I'm trying to read my book and you're in my life.
A woman like you could help me reach the top. If I get a chance to love you, I won't stop.
What? I didn't hear you, I was thinking about some stuff.
Baby, you so fine, I wanna smack myself. I don't need no support, I'm gonna back myself.
Ooh, baby, you so sweet. Now can you get the lotion and rub my feet?
In massage therapy, I got a master's degree. I give you plenty more than what you asking from me.
I need a little bit of space, a little bit of wealth.
Okay.
And oh, about the feet, a little to the left.
Like this?
Mm.
Like
yeah.
That? Feels good, right?
Yeah.
You don't really care.
I do.
You the queen.
More lotion.
Come on, you got plenty.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Now, your local food source for beef, we have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
All together now.
Blues!
I thought it was kind of fun. Blues sometimes.
Yes, it was very cute.
Oh, very cute. That's right, I shouldn't do it. So we just had a nice discussion there, folks, after that last couple of songs that Jeff put up there. Certainly the last one is it's a hip-hop song. Well, how what would you describe it? Techno, hip-hop song?
Hip-hop sounds about right.
Yeah. And Balboa fits.
Yep.
And that's just the kind of variety of music you can dance to if it has certain qualities to it. And you mentioned it has to have the beat in behind the regular beat.
So typically when you listen to that song, you'll clearly up front hear, like, it has a it's a hip-hop song, like they're speaking behind music. So, and it has a, I don't even know, I want to not embarrass myself with the hip-hop DJ behind me, but there's a little more root to it. So there's a little more depth, there's a little more down groove to the song.
Mm-hmm.
But it still sounds swing. It still sounds Lindy because it has a beat that doesn't clearly sit on the front end of the 8 beats.
Mm-hmm.
It sits and it shifts. So and da and da and so instead of da 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 and da and da, so it's behind it just ever so slightly. It's not right in the numbers. It's not right in the center of the pocket. It kind of sits at the back end of it to make you feel swing. Is that?
Yeah. It doesn't swing as much as what you would find the classic ones. So somewhere in between. It's kind of like a hybrid, as if like it was kind of, oh, let's play with this type of aspect, but let's not overuse it. That's what I feel is kind of the theme of this song.
Yep. And which is kind of likely what they're going for when you take hip-hop, which tends to sit at the front end of that rhythm, beat.
Thing.
Expression.
And thanks for bringing it up, because I never really thought about a song like that, but I'm glad. I remember you used to play that once in a while.
Yep.
And it just, I'm just so glad you played it here tonight just to show our listeners what you can do with a song if it has these characteristics. And that was
and the characteristics fun. and this, again, both songs that I tend to play have contrast in them. So this song had the elements that were quick and then the parts that were very hip-hop spaced. Mm-hmm. So in the spaced part, it would make me want to tend to blues dance or walk or not necessarily swing out. And then the other parts are too fast for me to swing out to, so I would bow to them.
Ah.
So that's why I played the song, because we have a bow appreciator.
Yes.
So as our physical abilities change, we're very creative in what we do, right? That's I get that.
Yeah, and then eventually you slow down enough, you can do West Coast, but that's another story.
Well, yeah. You know, it's, as long as you're dancing, that's the main thing. You know, you keep dancing, that's what you want to do. And I'm glad that you pointed out that you could dance that hip-hop to swing song. That's cool. That's really neat.
And like I say, there's a lot of music out there that, I mean, call it hip-hop, call it funk, call it jazz, call it blues, call it whatever you want. I don't care. Get up, find someone, dance with them.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find some way to spend the next 3 to 5 minutes with this person and not fall down and hurt each other, you're fine.
And
that sounds pretty legit.
Yeah, that's kind of a relief. I think a lot of people worry too much about music, how it should be, it shouldn't be, and then they get worried about it has to be a certain style or certain times like that. So,
I mean, I've watched people literally get mad of being able to or not being able to. You're not dancing the right way to this song. This is a insert whatever descriptor they have. You're not supposed to do that. And that's the point where I actually will continue to, you just go out and have fun. And if you feel it, do it. What does need to be there is that dancing. You still need to dance with this person. Mm-hmm. So you still need to find a way to interact with them and share that experience for the next 3 to 5 minutes beyond, I know this is a cha-cha, so I do my part of cha-cha and you do your part of cha-cha. I think that loses the dance.
I think the best part, I just jumped in back to this conversation, sorry, but the really fun part about some dances is when like you get kind of one that has like a polka-ish type of thing or a waltz and it's not a swing dance and you know someone that can dance to those songs and you just grab them and then you start doing that other dance while other people are like, you know, doing like Lindy Hop or something, because the difference is kind of awesome. Or like cha-cha, or if they know like the Latin dances.
And then if you take the Latin dances and you incorporate them into the others. I remember one time I was dancing with somebody and I did a quote-unquote salsa move through a swing move. You can't do that. That's a salsa move. I'm like, I just did and you were fine, weren't you? Well, yeah, but that's not. That's a salsa move. I'm like, okay, but you survived.
Hybrid everything.
That's the creative.
That's what creativity is,
that's
right?
That's creativity is, yeah. If you kept doing all at the same time, then it wouldn't be measuring much, but Olympic standards of how fast did you do it sort of thing, rather than actual creating something. No, that's a good point. And, you know, it's funny, you should mention about the polkas. Waltzes is what's been played occasionally on Monday nights, I think. As the evening winds down, the DJ will put on a waltz one to the evening.
I think there's one specific song that's kind of a waltz. I'm trying to remember which one. I know there is one by Mashiach that starts out as a waltz and then goes to crazy fast Charleston type music.
Well, there's this crossroad. Tennessee Waltz has been one that's been done by a bunch of blues people, and that's a waltz tune, so that's good fun. I know, Jeff, you like waltz a lot, right?
Absolutely. I stand off to the side and watch it. It's beautiful.
So folks, that's that is some good advice on music from one of our teachers in the at Hepcats, Jeff Benoit, who teaches the blues lessons on Thursdays, and I hope you enjoy his comments about the art from the last to first. I suppose was that at any level of dance, it's you interact with that person for 3 minutes. And you create something, and don't get too wound up about this is the right way or that's the wrong way about the dance. And that's good advice for anybody. So thanks for mentioning that, and hope people enjoy going out to your lessons. And now, Anne, I'm sure I'm looking forward to the time when you have one of your beginner lessons, or as you're busy with the swing club, that it'll be a hip hop song next, right?
I've considered it. Well, I have thrown them some pretty weird stuff in the past. I mean, like, so you know how to dance? Okay, just dance this one. You put on like. You know, well, even just silly songs like Champs-Élysées, right? It's a French song, and people, like, if they know it, they're like, oh, okay, that's cute. Or, what else? I've put on some weird stuff in the past. I put on some more weird stuff this past weekend. I don't know. Just kind of playing around with it, because the students like it, so.
It's a challenge, and I've done that in one of my workshops. We were out in, I think it was Halifax, and you literally just played music and see what they can do, and play another song that totally contrasts it and see what they can do. And are you even listening to the music?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, people who dance, you know, swing, like, do swing dancing, they have other preferences too. Like, I mean, I ran into an interesting scenario at Lindy Stock this past summer when a whole bunch of us went up to Algonquin area, and we all went to kind of like a cabin camping type of thing, and spent, you know, 4 days being outdoors during the day and then swing dancing at night and stuff like that. It was a really great time. But during the day, they wanted to hear something different. Like, while they were, like, one of the days was rainy, so a lot of people were in the cabin, and they're like, well, okay, we have a couple of DJs, and people are like, well, what do you have? A lot of people are like, well, I just have swing music. I just tossed on some of my other stuff that I have, which can be anywhere from, like, you know, just indie pop rock stuff to slightly different, and like, people are just like, wow, that is cool, like, this is just something different, or, you know, like, it's stuff that they also listen to or they wanted to know more about. And it's just, people have other musical tastes, and then sometimes you can actually take that and transition it too, right? So,
because every time we ran a workshop in Waterloo, the morning of each day, so we'd run Saturday and Sunday workshops, or just a Saturday, or whatever it was, we would always start the mornings with classic rock. It was just, we did it, and that was our thing to get people to listen to something, because you're going to listen for the next rest of the weekend, and the classes and everything else is going to be whatever theme we had that at the time that our classes were based on. And we'd always make a effort. And I remember one time, I think Brooke came in and was like, so where's the classic rock? Like, what's going on? We're supposed to, this is what's supposed to happen now. Like, yeah. So.
Well, that's a good point. And you know, I'm glad you mentioned about the different variety of music. It kind of gets recharges your brain, gets you ready for the next type of music rather than just more of the same like that.
And some people like to listen to jazz music all the time, and that's awesome. A lot of people don't. A lot of people have other things that they like to unwind to, right? And for warm-ups and stuff, I find that for other workshops, people do that. They'll bring out, like, crazy other stuff, or...
it just breaks
funk
the...
parties are very popular now. Like, soul and funk. After ABW, they had a soul and funk party because it was something completely different than Balboa, where it's very small and very...
intricate.
Yeah, exactly, where funk was just kind of... You know, people
the
are
gospel
basically
brunch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gospel brunch came out. And
yeah, that's fun. I like that. I've been down for a few years. That's a good time.
Yeah.
I know Ottawa, like, I've talked about it before, but they had a non-swing music weekend or something. They had a whole dance weekend, and there was no jazz or blues to be played the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to survive.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would. Easy. Most of them.
So, if you got a song queued up there by chance, and are you going to try to find a local one there? You got anything, Jeff, too, on your stuff? You want to play one quick local one? Mel Brown or something? No, that's okay. All right. That's fine. I just was thinking we're down to our last bit of the show here. I want to play one more song if we can. And while Ann finds it, I just want to mention a couple of announcements here that should be said. I did mention about the jazz club at the Hoother, but there's also the KW Dixieland Jazz Club. And that's Dixieland. They used to be out the Lancaster, and now they're at the Royal Canadian Legion. And afternoons from 2 to 5 Saturdays. And this weekend coming up is the Hot 5 Jazzmakers on the 27th. And the last announcement here before we get to the next song is the West Coast Swing Dance Party is Saturday, November 17th. And they're moving right along there. This is, they're having a monthly dance. And from judging by the pictures, they're getting a good turnout. And glad to see that we've got that kind of thing going on in town for those dancers. Ann, are you all ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. I've asked Ann to find some Canadian and local talent, and she's been doing a great job with her collection, so we'll ask you to press the start button, and we will enjoy some new music.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Get the blues way. vain. Oh, but now that I sit and I wait for the sun to shine down on me once again. Well, it rained when I met you.
Hi, this is Sean Brown, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Well, folks, it's the 69th episode of the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show here on Thursday night, October 25th. We just about done our show, and DJ Camillo is coming up, and we hope we have him excited to try some swinging hip-hop. Maybe. Listen to that. We're optimistic. We could use some more stuff with our swing scene, so that's great.
No pressure.
Well, he's a talented guy. He's got a lot of good, cool stuff he plays, and I invite our listeners to keep listening. You want to hear some great hip-hop. Jeff, thanks for coming out tonight so much. You always add lots to the conversation. I hope people pick up and learn lots of things.
Thank you very much. And always a pleasure.
And always a treat that you're here to bring along stories of your travels and your unique collection of music, too. And before I forget, I want to mention some birthdays coming up. Today is Ryan Gerpre's birthday.
Yep.
And on Saturday is Tyler Yarema. And for those of you, he's
and
a musician.
Jeff, whose birthday had just passed?
That would be my birthday, Kristen O'Neill, and Angie Koch.
Well, happy birthday to you all. Also, happy birthday, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. And that's probably going to cover everything we need to cover tonight on our show. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned in and keep dancing and greet everyone you meet with a smile. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Next week's host is Dave Trin. Bye for now.